58, rounding up.
We'll continue tonight, and then we'll ask for any comments. We received one written comment from DLC staff, so I'll mention that and we'll pass it out.
I decided to just update myself.
Deliberate. Record and the hearing will be closed tonight.
Okay.
And then our hope is that when the council deliberates, after the hearing, can deliberate here.
All right, got it. We're done.
It's not engineer live.
We're done with this tonight.
Hope so.
Hopefully we can take action. We can take action tonight, right?
Yeah.
Good.
Sounds good to me. I thought those were electronic.
Who's on the phone?
Bob.
Yeah, I have one. Let me call Marriott. I missed the We got lots of stuff.
It's a
Do we have anything going on in either one? In Connect or?
In Connect, we're partnered with LTP for the Franklin Station.
Okay.
But we're also MTC placed those in. West Eugene Bridge, you know, by Edward is the first, Frankis Station is second, and then bike sharing.
Thanks, Tom.
Did you want to start?
Sure.
Let's go on this.
Cool. All right. Well, at this time, I'd like to reconvene the Board of Commissioners for this Tuesday, March 11th. We have a joint meeting this evening with Springfield. I'd like to welcome you to Public Works Delta Campus, our Goodson Room. Don't know how we chose this venue, but thanks for coming out here.
It's
okay. I always get lost. It's not a big deal. So I'm going to call the Springfield City Council meeting to order, and I think everyone's here. Bob, you're on the phone?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Bob is here. Marilee Woodrow is excused. Okay.
And Councilor Ralston's not here.
Oh, and Councilor Ralston. I didn't see his name bad. Okay, yeah. So we're missing two tonight. Okay. All right, so we have just one item on the agenda.
Yep, same here, same item.
Okay, you're going to read your...
I'd like to read it into the record first to get started. I would like to acknowledge that Commissioner Farr is excused this evening, and he's dealing with a family matter today. So with that, I'd like to, the item is a public works item. It's a third reading and continued public hearing for ordinance number PA-1303, in the matter of co-adopting the City of Springfield 2035 Transportation System Plan for application within the urbanizable area outside the City of Springfield limits, but within the City of Springfield urban growth boundary, and adopting savings and severability clauses.
Okay. And for Springfield, that's Springfield Ordinance Number 1, an ordinance adopting the 2035 Springfield Transportation System Plan as a refinement plan of the Eugene Springfield Metropolitan Area General Plan for application within the area of planning jurisdiction of the City of Springfield and adopting the severability clause.
Okay. And David, and I have David here for the staff report.
Great. Okay. Good evening, commissioners and council and mayor. It's a pleasure to be before you tonight again, and see, I last met with you back in February. We had a TSP hearing, and that hearing was continued till tonight, as well as the record left open. Since that time, we received one letter from Department of Land Conservation and Development staff, who we've been working with on some comments that they had on the TSP. And so Sarah is passing those out to you right now. I'll give you a very quick summary of it. The actual letter itself is two pages And then he includes Ed Moore from TLCD. He included some attachments. But basically, the gist of what the letter is about has to do with the RTSP work plan. It's the Regional Transportation System Plan and how that relates to local TSPs. And you may or may not remember, but back in 2008, local jurisdictions worked with GLCD staff to come up with a work plan that talked about updating local TSPs in the region as well as the RTSP and then how those are connected. And if you remember, in the record we submitted recently, or before the last hearing, we submitted GLCD's comments. They expressed some concerns about whether or not performance measures would be included in our local TSP or not. And through our planning process, we made a decision to not to include the performance measures in the Springfield local TSP, but rather to work on them at a regional level where we think they belong most, and do that through that RTSP planning process. And so GLCD staff, they're requesting that that you all direct your staff to work on a revised regional transportation system plan work plan, and do that before the LCDC in May, and so we could move forward with the adoption of our local TSP, but then have direction from you all to work with your staff, or to direct us to work with DLCD on updating that work plan. And that's the basic summary of these comments here. So with that, aside from that, in your staff report that you received, there were some red comments that were red font that we had in there, and that's just addressing or supplemental findings that we added. We worked with DLCD staff to add those to help alleviate their concerns. And it's, again, has to do with the performance measures. So with that, I'll leave it open for any questions or comments you may have.
So do we just now give you direction to do this regional upper work?
Yeah, so we had written out a draft motion that you could look at, and basically in that, if you decide to go that route, it talks about adopting the TSP and then to direct staff to work on this work.
Okay.
It was both choices, either to deny or to adopt.
Yes.
We don't do both.
Yeah, you can. There's three draft motions on there.
Okay.
The one that is the longest there, it talks about the work plan.
Yeah.
That's the one that we feel addresses DLCD's comments.
Okay. So
if I understand it, that's just direction from the city of Springfield. We don't need to do the duplicate from the commissioner's side.
I believe that satisfies our need.
Information.
An RTP,
is that also a 20-year plan?
Yeah, so the RTP is the federal required plan. And so this is referring to, that's similar to that, it's the RTSP, Regional Transportation
System. Oh, so
this
is the RTSP?
It's a state required plan.
Okay, so is that for a length of time as well?
Yeah.
And the outcomes, so are they going back to 2008?
We would, when we update the RTSP, those planning horizons would then be in sync with our updated local TSP.
I don't think we have any questions going on. Oh, excuse me, Commissioner Sorensen.
I wanted to ask about the second paragraph of the letter. It says in November 2007, local staff advised the department that amendments to the RTSP to comply with the TPR would not be accomplished within 1 year. In 2008, the city and region requested a work plan allowing the region 5 years until 2013 to update the region local TSPs. Was that done?
Well, that's before you tonight is the Springfield local TSP, which is what we're working on. And Eugene is a little ways behind, but they'll that's what they're working on right now. And the RTSP, that's what we're wanting to update through this work plan, but because the TSPs have been delayed over the last few years, we don't want to approve a new RTSP until both local TSPs are adopted. And that's what tonight is about for the Springfield side, is updating our local TSP. And then when Eugene updates its local TSP, both of those then will feed up into that regional plan. Because we want, that way we're providing local direction up into a regional process. That's why the original work plan was set up. And it's just the timing is not what was originally planned.
Okay, thank you.
So, do we have to open and close the public hearing? And yours is in continuance. Yes.
Yeah, we'll just open the public hearing.
Okay. Oh, it is. Okay, but we physically need to open the public hearing. So I'll open the public hearing for Springfield City Council.
And I'll open it for the Board of Commissioners. Okay. And I don't think we have anybody here to speak. Is that correct? Is there anything further that needs to be added into the record before it's closed?
No, just the letter that was passed out.
Okay. I'll close the public hearing for the Board of Commissioners.
And I'll close the public hearing for Springfield City Council.
Okay.
And
the record. Thank you.
Okay. All right. And we just need to do motions. No? Yes.
Okay, I move to adopt the 2035 Springfield Transportation System Plan and direct staff to work with the Department of Land Conservation and Development to prepare a revised work plan that reflects the current planning process being used to develop a new regional transportation system plan, the RTSP.
Second.
Okay, for Springfield City Council, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. Motion carries 5-1 absent. Okay.
I would entertain a motion if we're ready on the Board of Commissioners.
Okay. I move to approve ordinance number PA-1303 as presented.
Second.
Okay. Further discussion? Seeing none, I'll call for the vote. All in favor say aye.
Is it an ordinance?
Oh, excuse me. It's an ordinance. Thank you for reminding me.
Why do this? You want me to?
Could you read the rule?
Commissioner Sorensen?
Aye.
Commissioner Bozich?
Aye.
Commissioner Lycan?
Aye.
Mr. Stewart? Aye.
And Commissioner Farr's absent. Excuse.
Okay. Carries. Passes 4-0.
Okay.
Any
that
further
was
business?
It?
That's it.
Okay. Well, I just want to say thank you very much for another very brief meeting. And we're adjourned. The Springfield City Council is adjourned.
The Board of Commissioners is adjourned. Thank you.
I'm just sorry, Ed.